It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And I have to begin by saying 250 million Americans are not garbage.
We've got former Senator Jim Talent on the line with us this morning. Jim, it is the storyline of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And they are plussing up turnout by emphasizing it. I do hope that over the weekend, so they won this tactical exchange. I'm talking about Trump and his people. But I hope that over the weekend they go back to the main message, Mark, which is, look, it's bad now under Biden and Harris, and the Democrats own the policies that are causing you to be hurting. It was good under Donald Trump, and it can be good again. That's the message I really hope I hear over the weekend, because I think that's been the message. That's a strong one, and I think it's a winning message.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Bill Clinton is apparently working for Trump these days. Go to cut 12 there, Carl, please.
I don't think it's right to say that people have to vote for Donald Trump because the economy is better there. I don't believe that.
So he's admitting the economy was better then, but that shouldn't be your reason for voting for Donald Trump, he says.
Right. And look, if you're him or Obama, and you know, I campaign for people, and when you go out and campaign for somebody, you ask them, you know, what do you want me to say? And I just don't think there's a lot you can say positive about her. So Clinton is a very able guy. So is Obama in terms of campaigning. And they're trying to figure out what's the argument. And basically, that's one of the reasons they're finding everything negative they can to say about Trump and about Republicans, because they don't have anything positive to say about her. And that's not hyperbole. I don't even think it's partisan. I don't know what I would say for her if they hired me to go out. I really don't.
They couldn't pay you enough money probably to do that, could they?
Terrible. The record is terrible. She's gone. She doesn't have any consistent message other than that Trump is bad.
Yeah.
And there isn't a positive reason, in my view, you know, really to vote for her. Certainly nothing that appeals across the board to voters. You know, they can pick a particular issue here or there. So it's tough for Clinton.
It sounds like the Kamala campaign's shifting its focus away from, Mark, it was North Carolina, right?
Yeah, I heard they pulled several million dollars in advertising from North Carolina.
Yeah, I suspect that Trump is going to win all the states he, you know, won before. I think, you know, the issue is going to come down, I think, to the north central states. I think I'd rather be the Trump campaign than the Harris campaign going into Tuesday. Let's put it that way. But I think he's not an overwhelming favorite. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Any thoughts, Jim, on what we got going on here in Missouri in terms of, you know, Amendment 3 and Amendment 2? I mean, these are the millions of dollars that have been poured in here. You know, I said to somebody earlier, maybe they would claim that it's some sort of violation of of free speech, because we've certainly heard that argument before. But I would support some sort of Missouri law banning outside PACs from being able to contribute to Missouri-specific election issues, because they buy themselves into the Constitution with that.
Yeah, you know, Mark, it's funny. I actually was thinking about this yesterday. I don't know why. I know why, because I went and voted.
Yeah.
Ballots awful long, too. I don't know what we could do about that. And I was thinking about that, and as I went through it in my mind, because this kind of issue has been around a long time, it's difficult to do anything within the constraints of the Constitution, which we have to and want to respect.
Right.
Other than just being prepared to expose when this sort of thing happens and to make clear to the voters, A, what the amendments really say, which is not what the commercials say they say, and then also who's behind it, and then trust the good judgment of the voters, which I do. I think, you know, the people who want good, orderly, common sense government in Missouri, we have to all of us think about how to do that better in the future, because I don't know. You know, there have been some discussions in the legislature about constraining or making it more difficult to get initiative petitions on the ballot. There are pros and cons to that. It's an idea worth considering. But it's a difficult situation, and there's really no substitute for being vigilant in communicating to voters.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. And now we're down to crunch time. We'll see. Lots of lies flying around out there and not many ads countering them. And that's what's got me concerned about both of those amendments. Jim Talent, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And next week, we'll have a lot to talk about, won't we?
Yeah, we will. I hope we have an election decided by
yes.
the time we talk.
Let's hope so. We'll talk then. Thank you.
Okay.
You bet. Former Senator Jim Talent there. He's right. Yeah, the obviously, in my opinion, they need initiative petition reform. But there ought to also be some language saying if you're not a resident of the state of Missouri, you can't contribute to political causes in the state of Missouri if it's going to affect the state constitution. I don't know why there's not a way to do that, because it poisons the process. It really does.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.